Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this common belief that people think that Muslims who died, they cannot be or they should not be buried in the graveyards of non-Muslims. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, as far as the Hadith and Sunnah are concerned, we have absolutely no prohibition in this regard. There is not a single directive of the Almighty or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam which says that Muslims cannot be buried in the graveyards of non-Muslims. Of course, if there is some issue of administrative ease or some other similar issue, one cannot object in this regard. And if the responsible people of a city or a country, they legislate that the graveyards of these two denominations the graveyards of the various followers of various religions should be different, then of course, for administrative ease, this can be followed. But if someone says that this is a religious directive, this is something through which Muslims have been bound, that they cannot bury their dead in the graveyards of non-Muslims, then he shall have to give a proof. As far as my humble knowledge is concerned, there is not a single Quranic verse or a true narrative, a correctly ascribed narrative to the Prophet Muhammad, which stops us from doing so, or which says that Muslims should not be buried in the graveyards of non-Muslims. Now, of course, there could be one aspect, one reason, or one narrative which could be a cause of people believing in this, because there is a narrative, I'll read out this narrative to you, which could lead people to think that if this narrative is correct, then Muslims must not be buried in the graveyards of non-Muslims. Now, this narrative reads, أَدْفِنُوا مَوْثَاكُمْ وَسْتَ قَوْمَ صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّ الْمَيِّتْ يَتَأَزَّ بِجَارِ السُّوءِ كَمَا يَتَأَزَّ الْحَيُّ بِجَارِ السُّوءِ. A simple translation of this narrative would read, bury your dead among the righteous, because a dead is afflicted with the harm from a bad neighbor the way a living person is afflicted with harm from a bad neighbor. So on the basis of this narrative, some people can conclude since non-Muslims are bad people, so therefore if Muslims are buried in the graveyards of non-Muslims, then their own dead people will be afflicted with harm from the harm caused by the neighbors, which are of course non-Muslims. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this narrative is not correctly ascribed to the Prophet at all. It has been regarded as concocted, as fabricated by Hadith authorities. And there is a narrator by the name of Sulaiman bin Isa in this narrative, who is a liar, is Qazzab, as the Rijal authorities would call him. And thus, for example, Juzjani and Abu Hatim say that he is Qazzab, he's a great liar. And Ibn Adi says that this narrative, or he's a person who concocts narrative. So in the presence of such a narrative, of such a narrator in a narrative, we cannot ascribe it properly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the basis of this, we have to also understand that we cannot ascribe things or sayings to the Prophet if they are not properly ascribed to him. If they have some flaw in them, then they have to be rejected. And this particular narrative is a concocted narrative. And a person who is found in the chain of narration is someone who is a liar. So nothing can be derived or deduced from this narrative. Also, it needs to be understood that the graveyards are places in which, of course, there are no souls present. As far as these graveyards are concerned, they only contain the remains or the mortal remains of a person. As far as the real personality of a person is concerned, which of course can be a cause of harm or happiness to others, that is the soul, and that is not found in the graves. We know that for all dead people, once they are buried, their souls are they are rested, and all of them are taken to a place called Barzakh by the Quran. So this also needs to be understood that as far as graveyards are concerned, the dead who are there, the mortal remains of the dead, of course, they have no capability of inflicting any harm over the other person because they are not living at all. The living portion of a person is residing safely in Barzakh. So in the basis of all this evidence, we can safely conclude that there is no absolutely nothing in our religion which prohibits the burial of Muslims in non-Muslim graveyards. And similarly, we can also say that non-Muslims can be buried, vice versa, in the graveyards of Muslims. There is nothing in religion which stops us from doing so. Again, as I said, if there is some administrative aspect to this, then of course that can be followed. But religion has not stopped Muslims or non-Muslims being buried interchangeably in their own graveyards. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.